winds that are blowing. High time you went inside. For a long time I've been trying, even thought that I was a flying. High time you let it go. If it's worry you've been feeling over things you can't control, hey, it's time to let it go. If you think you can make a difference and the fire is in your soul, go ahead and take your stand. And if you can't, then let it go. Yeah, just let it go. That you've been making ain't the one you want to be taking. Step back and look inside. If you stumble on the gravel, find another road to travel. Take a chance and let it go. Yeah, just let it go. If it's worry you've been feeling over things you can't control, hey, it's time to let it go. If you think you can make a difference and the fire is in your soul, go ahead and take your stand. And if you can't, then let it go. Yeah, just let it go. If it's worry you've been feeling over things you can't control, it's time to let it go. If you think you can make a difference and the fire is in your soul, go ahead and take your stand. And if you can't, let it go. Yeah, just let it go. Hey, just let it go.
Right. If you think you can make a difference and the fire's in your soul, go ahead, take your stand. And if you can't, well, just stay home and let it go. Good advice from the infamous String Dusters, a great Newgrass band, and their 2014 album by the same title, Let It Go. We started the show today with some good advice. Don't die young, please. And also, don't get old. Yeah, good luck with that second one. That's another Newgrass or Bluegrass band called Little Big Town from their 2017 album, The Breaker. Hey, this is Rockin' Randy, and you're listening to WOOD Radio and the fifth show in our series we're calling Pandemic Music to Live By. That's right, this is our fifth show already. And we started this adventure on April 1st, 2020. Already a month has passed as we've been self-isolating and fighting this historic pandemic of 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic. Man, time sure flies when life's patterns change, if you can even keep track of time or what day it is. It seems to all string on together. But at least we've got some music to lift our weary hearts and minds, help us think and reflect on life in a little different way. I hope you've been enjoying the last four shows that I've put together, a little musical interlude in your life, if you will. I know I've been having fun exploring a wide range of music as we self-isolate up here on Outlaw Ridge, deep in the woods of Maine. So, last week's show featured some good blues music to help you deal with these strange times. Heard some good feedback from our listeners. Todd, my good friend in New Gloucester, wrote back and said he really enjoyed that Mississippi John Hurt's tune that we played in last week's show, You Are My Sunshine, if you recall. And Todd, I hope you were singing along with that great folk and blues classic that Mississippi John Hurt sang for us. This week, I'm going to turn the ship a little bit towards another genre of music that has influenced me in my life over the years, and that's country western and some bluegrass and newgrass music as well. Both of these forms of music, country western, bluegrass, newgrass, if you will, are really associated with country living, rural living, and culture. Western music often explores themes like hard times or change, difficult change, like the one we're going through in life now, or lost love, perhaps. Much like the blues genre that we heard last week, it's really a uniquely American music form. A lot of interesting examples of this music over the 150 years or more, and especially in the last, I want to say, 10 to 20 years, I've been attending bluegrass festivals in the Northeast, and have really been turned on to some great new evolving musicians who are taking some of the roots of those genres, traditional country music, blues, folk, singer-songwriter, a lot of the music we've been listening to over the past 4 weeks, and combining them into, I think, new forms and new sounds. So we're going to explore some of this music in today's show. We've got a special guest who will join us again this week. We'll check in with a good friend. And we'll try to help you get through another week of this pandemic by listening to some good music. Let's get started then with some of the more classic sounds of country western music. A voice that's become synonymous with country western music, really, and that's Merle Haggard. Here's a tune off Haggard's 40 Greatest Hits Volume 1 album. It was released in 2004. This is his song, Someday We'll Look Back, right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Someday, when our dream world finds us and these hard times are gone, we'll laugh and count our blessings in a mansion all our own. If we both pull together, tomorrow's sure to come. Someday, we'll look back and say it was fun. We live on love and pennies and a daydream out of sight. And I'm amazed the way you smile when things don't turn out right. We climb each hill together, each step, one by one. And someday, we'll look back and say, it was fun. Someday, when our dream world finds us, and these hard times are gone, we'll laugh and count our blessings in a mansion all our own. If we both pull together, tomorrow's sure to come. Someday we'll look back and say it was fun. Someday we'll look back and say it was fun. Here we are,
Beautiful. Sierra Hull with her tune Less. That's off her 2016 album, 25 Trips. Sierra Hull is one of those up-and-coming newgrass, bluegrass musicians, whatever you want to call her. She's making her way out of the fragmented country western and bluegrass scene, if you will, out there. Somewhat of a child prodigy, I understand, on the mandolin. Really matured into a first-class singer-songwriter with a number of really good albums out in the past few years. On this particular tune, Sierra writes that basically all you hear on the biggest part is just me singing and playing the octave mandolin with the split-tuned octave. Then after that, I went ahead and played the basic melody for what the strings ended up playing over, and then we went in the studio and added the strings. So I knew I wanted to go from this frustrated longing to something that felt peaceful and beautiful. I know a lot of people might think of the record as an art record in some ways, but if there is a track that's really like our dreamscape, then we definitely felt like this was the one. That was words from the singer-songwriter, Sierra Hull. Obviously, again, very talented. Art record, I'm not sure how to categorize a lot of the new music coming out of this genre, the country western, bluegrass, newgrass, singer-songwriters, folk. It's all blending into a beautiful landscape of music, in my opinion. Glad to get a chance to hopefully introduce our listeners to some of this new music. Before Sierra Hull, we heard from three of country music's most recognized voices. This is old school. We started with Merle Haggard singing Someday We'll Look Back, a great country music icon. Merle with his beautiful whiskey voice, just iconic, really, in country music. And then we followed that with another iconic voice featuring George Jones. And he's singing duets from his really cool album, My Very Special Guest. This particular song, Here We Are, featured the duet with a very recognizable female country music voice, Emmylou Harris. Imagine some of you recognize her haunting voice. And a great combination with another beautiful golden sound of George Jones, an iconic country music singer. And it's cool to hear both of them singing that duet together. That's, again, it's a cool album if you like duets and you like the sound of George Jones, My Very Special Guest. Well, we'll be checking in with our own very special guests coming up shortly here on WOOD Radio. This is Rockin' Randy, crawling inside your ears and your head with pandemic music to live by. Yeah, let's listen to another beautiful tune by yet another young female singer-songwriter and instrumentalist. Her name is Sarah Jarosz, spelled J-A-R-O-S-Z, Jarosz. And I've got to say that this artist, again, definitely featured in my headphones all week long this past week. Like Sierra Hull, who we just heard, Sarah Jarosz was a child prodigy on a number of instruments, often featured in bluegrass music. She plays the mandolin, the banjo, the fiddle, all of those instruments at advanced levels. And lately, she's really been crafting some great songs as well. I've been listening to her 2011 released album called Follow Me Down. Beautiful collection of music, mostly original tunes, with a lot of good, well-known country western music artists joining her. And that's always a good sign when you've got a young talent coming up and some of the old guard want to jump in and get some of that new energy. She's got a brand new album out, just literally being released in the last couple of weeks, right at the beginning of this pandemic. Not sure how that's all going to work out, but here we are. The world keeps on turning. The name of that album, the new album of hers, is called World on the Ground. Again, beautiful singer-songwriter. This is the tune that I'm about to play for you is off her 2016 album called Undercurrent. That's the album I've really been listening to a lot this week. I just love it. This tune is called Early Morning Light. Listen to the instrumentalist on this. Really talented musicians putting some great new music together. Her name is Sarah Jarosz. This is off her Undercurrent album from 2016. Her tune, Early Morning Light. Stick around. We'll be right back with our special guest.
All my troubles just begun. You and me, the troubled ones. How are we supposed to learn when to give up on this turn? Maybe we should try our hands with some kind of different plan. Maybe that will make you see all the things you meant to me. So I'll move on down the line, thinking I'll make it better this time. Moving far on down the track, and you won't see me looking back. The wall of early morning light creeps into my bedroom. I'll close the blinds to keep it out. My whole world is darker now. Maybe I should head back home. Maybe I should sleep alone. Maybe that will make me see all the things you meant to me. But I'll move on down. Thinking I'll make it better this time. Moving far on down the track, and you won't see me looking back.
WOOD Radio, you're back with Rockin' Randy, and we have a very special guest on the line today. My good friend Ben DeTroy is with us. Ben, how you doing out there?
I'm doing well there, Rockin' Randy.
Good to hear your voice. Nice to catch up with you. Ben's an old friend and a fellow musician. I've had the pleasure of jamming with a number of times over the years. In fact, quite a few times. We like to get together and just swap songs and sit in a circle with some friends and play music. One of my great joys in life at this age. I also have to say, Ben, that you were one of the people who really brought me back into the bluegrass fold. Ben's a real masterful mandolin player and a bluegrass lover of bluegrass. I don't know how else to say it. Ben, somebody who, if you want to know what's happening in the world of bluegrass, you can always check in with Ben. We were just, in fact, talking about the last cut we heard here was Early Morning Light with Sarah Jarosz. And we were talking how we had seen her at Gray Fox, one of the big festivals in New York every summer that I know you attend.
I do.
Yeah. And Sierra Hull was another artist we were listening to. A couple of really up-and-coming women in the bluegrass scene. It's kind of cool to hear these new musicians.
And they're just extraordinary instrumentalists too.
Right.
Sarah Jarosz started off mandolin, but she does plays mandola, which is kind of like a viola version of the mandolin. And then she also, what she performs now is she plays with an octave mandolin, and it's, so it's, it looks like a guitar. And she's, you know, just an amazing instrumentalist, as is Sierra Hull. They're just really prodigies on the instruments.
Yeah, yeah. So you're, talk to me a little bit about your experience with music. I mean, you're one of these people that you and I have connected in many ways through our music, and I know you are passionate about it. Talk to me about your music. What does it mean to you?
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, it's a big part of my life. At a pretty young age, I realized that bluegrass is really what I liked. And so I started going to these festivals when I was 17 years old, and including Gray Fox or the predecessors, and were called Berkshire Bluegrass Festival, and then later the Winter Hawk Festival. And I started going back in 1977 and basically gone every year. For whatever, it's one of those things, you know, when you find a music form that just really gets to you. And and bluegrass has been the music that really affected me. And it's sustained me through all sorts of times and trials and tribulations. And I love it. And I've been very fortunate to, happen upon this instrument when I was pretty young and learn about Bill Monroe and the great practitioners of this instrument. And
The mandolin.
I play some fiddle too.
Yes, you do. You play a good fiddle. And I love the, the bluegrass scene these days is very much a live performance kind of a space, I guess, if I might, in the summers, there are bluegrass festivals all over the country. If you like live acoustic music in particular, I would encourage you to check out some of these festivals. There's a lot of up and coming new talent out there that are pushing the envelopes of this bluegrass genre, if you will, right? You're hearing a lot of cool things. And I know my experience at these festivals with you is that, after the show's done in the evening, people are camping out and everybody's got their guitar, mandolin, banjo. We see people with stand-up basses, and you're literally walking around a campground and stepping in to join a jam with a group of people in a circle playing music. It's such a cool thing.
Yeah, it can be exhilarating. I remember, indeed, at the Winter Hawk Festival, watching the sunrise.
Wow.
And being stunned, like, why is it getting light? I had been so transported by the music, I had forgotten what time it was.
And a lot of it is, as we've been hearing, there's some very good instrumentalist playing. When you see these performers live, it really impresses you how complex the music can be. I mean, I think a lot of people think of it as a simple sort of country bluegrass, as sort of a country music, poor man's music, if you will. But it really has a lot going on.
It does. I mean, you had mentioned with some of the newer artists who are just pushing the envelope and indeed combining all, jazz and all different music forms and making a new thing. But no, it's easy to play a simple song. But bluegrass practitioners, I tell you, I match them up with some of the greatest jazz musicians. I mean, they can flat out play. The music is fast. A lot of it's fast. But I should add this, that is, as technical and technically proficient that these musicians are, at the end of the day, the music really is a vocal music.
Yeah.
And that's what I think people really love. And I know I love. That the music has that power through the vocals. And these harmonies, these close vocal harmonies that developed over the years, these sort of Scotch-Irish music that was brought to the Appalachians. And when you really get three voices that are within, six, seven notes each other, and they're nailing every note, it's quite a beautiful thing to hear.
Oh, it is. We started the show with the infamous String Dusters, and, there's a great example of a band of of guys that are always playing harmonies and do an amazing job with it. And you know, I have some great memories. We have a really good festival that's been going on for years here in Maine at Thomas Point Beach, which is in Brunswick, Maine. And they've been holding a bluegrass 3-day festival there on Labor Day weekend for many years, and have drawn some amazing, musicians and performers. I remember hearing Ralph Stanley singing his, singing in a cappella just himself with his haunting voice. You were probably at that show a number of years ago. This was just after all the band of what was it? Band of Brothers, the film that came out, and
Brother, We're Out
Thou. Thanks, and he had a resurgence really from that soundtrack, and
that song was Death. He sings acapella.
Yes,
haunting.
Yes. To hear him, his voice just made my hair stand up. It was crazy. Great experience. So everything else okay with you? The family's good, and I'm just checking in with people. How are you getting through? This is show number 5, so we've been doing this for at least 5 weeks now.
Well, I went back and decided that I would learn some songs that by this late date of my life, I'm 60 years old, I should have learned long ago. Some, classic fiddle songs.
Never too late to learn new music, right?
That's right. So I've been doing that, and then I'm in a band with some wonderful musicians called Bald Hill, and so we're sending songs back and forth, and looking forward to start playing live again. We have a nice touring schedule, so to speak, and we play all over Maine and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's great. I love the Bald Hill band. The Bald Hill. I mean, we're a lot of friends and people who, again, just love to join together and play music. Not a lot of pretension about it, really. It's not about the money, obviously. It's about performing and sharing music with people, and I love it. Keep it going, man.
Thanks, buddy.
So I asked you to pull your mandolin out. Do you got anything that you might play for our listening audience here on the pandemic music show to live by this week?
Sure. Yeah, one of the songs is called Big Mon, and that's written by Bill Monroe, who wrote some classic mandolin rip snorting songs, and this is one of them.
Awesome. This is Ben Detroit playing Big Mon, one of Bill Monroe's tunes, and we'll transition after this into another tune. Ben, great catching up with you and checking in. Nice to hear your voice. I love you, man, and hang in there. We'll see Bald Hill again here real soon, I'm sure.
Hey, I love you too, Randy. Enjoy your show. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's hear what you got, man.
City, 12 gates to the city, hallelujah. There's 3 gates in the east, there's 3 gates in the west. There's three gates in the north, and there's three gates in the south. That makes 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. If you see my dear old mother, won't you do this kind favor for me? Won't you tell my precious mother to meet me in Galilee? Well, there's 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful city. Whoa, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
The times, they are a-changing, that's for sure. Leave it to Bob Dylan. He's a songwriter who certainly somehow plunges the depths of feelings and societal patterns and experiences to coin memorable tunes like The Times They Are Changing, classic of his. He sings, you know, the present now will later be past. Yeah, we'll pass through this at some point. We can only hope together. And I think it's a time we're all looking forward to the future. We don't know what it's going to be and what it's going to look like. It certainly will be changing. And I suppose, as Bob says, for those of us who can't ride with it, you know, get out of the way because someone's right behind us. As part of the human experience, carrying on and carrying forward, as we will do. Yeah, I think Dylan really has been one of those iconic musicians with a foot in the country western music tradition for most of his career. I know that even as late as, it's been 20 years now, sometime at the turn of the 21st century, the early 2000s, I saw Bob perform with his band in a funky auditorium arena in Auburn, Maine, a hockey arena. And the lights came up and we were all standing there ready to watch the show. And he and his whole band were decked out in white cowboy outfits with cowboy boots and cowboy hats. And I mean, it was great. And he put on a good show that night. Yeah. Before we listen to Bob sing The Times They Are Changing, we segued from a beautiful a cappella tune by Ralph Stanley. And this was off an album, an archive record that was released in 2017, a few years ago, but was recorded quite a bit earlier at a place called The Bottom Line. And that was his gospel tune, Oh Death. I'll post another show around this time again next week. And each week that goes by during this pandemic that we're dealing with. It's a sobering time again for many, but I hope you're having time to reflect and think about what's important in life. I want to give a big thanks to my friend Ben DeTroy for checking in and reminding us how music moves him. And hopefully all of us on so many levels. It's important to think about your emotions, I guess, to somehow understand how, you know, music is part of what helps us express ourselves and feel. And it's important that we keep in touch with what we're feeling these days. Talk about it to others. Check in if you have friends who are alone. During this self-isolation period, give them a call, you know, help out your neighbors, do whatever you can to help us all get through this. And hopefully we'll also find a way to reunite really as a country and as a people living in this time on this planet together. Again, I've talked about this in past shows, but I feel strongly that in times like this, we really think about how much we have in common and how similar we all are as human beings. We have very simple needs when it boils right down to it. And this is a time when you really do consider what it takes to live. Hopefully, again, there's music in your life and you're gaining some inspiration from it. Speaking of time, I mean, we've just got a few more tunes left in the show today. I want to finish out the show with a couple of songwriters that, again, have really sort of pulled the country western scene, music journey, I guess we could say, into the modern age with some great songwriting and just a reflection of simple lives lived, but lives that are worth a lot and have a lot to offer. Guy Clark is obviously somebody who has really been around for a long time writing music in this genre and uh, has a lot of great music to share. We'll also listen to some Jerry Jeff, one of my favorites, again, and end up the show with a couple of classic singer-songwriters who won't need to be mentioned. But again, you know, many of these people are no longer with us. We lost John Prine a few weeks ago to the COVID-19 pandemic. He lived a long and amazing life as a singer-songwriter. So we'll finish off the show with a real classic of his, one that I listen to quite often. Hey, I hope again that you're well. Take care, and we'll see you next week on another edition of Pandemic Music to Live On. Take good care.
One of those days you can't explain, when nothing's right or wrong. Too much wine or not enough, so you just play along. There's no rhyme or reason, ain't a damn thing do. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you. Searching for a melody to sing my soul to sleep, reaching for some harmony down inside me. Some days you know just how it goes, some days you have no clue. Some days you write a song, some days the song writes you. You can fall, you can fly, get low down or get high. You can try or just leave it alone. You can search for the way, you can curse, you can pray, but the words have a way of their own. It don't matter how much it hurts, you've got to tell the truth. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you. Some days you write the song, some days the song writes you.
Well, I could live my whole life without a phone call, the likes of which I got today. It's only my wife said hello then goodbye, and told me she's going away. Well, I didn't cry, it was all cut and dry. I hung up before I realized. stereo. I walked to the window, stared at the storm clouds outside. And I play classical music when it rains. I play country when I am in pain. But I won't play Beethoven, the mood's just not right. Oh, I feel like Hank Williams tonight. No explanation, not even a reason. No talk of the good times we had. Was it me, was it her? I don't know for sure. That's why I'm feeling so bad. Yeah, I play jazz when I play country whenever I lose. Bird saxophone, it just don't seem right. Now I feel like Hank Williams tonight. Lately I've been thinking I just might quit drinking. Now I don't know, all in all, I just might stay home and get drunk all alone. Punch a few holes in the wall. I play country when I'm losing control. I don't play Chuck Berry quite as much as I'd like. Now I feel like Hank Williams tonight. Now I feel like Hank Williams.
I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money, and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done left and gone. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I'm gonna find me a river, one that's cold
old as I. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price. Oh Lord, I'm going down in it three times, but Lord, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday, ain't had no news. I got them gone but not forgotten blues. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. Bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one knew it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.